Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So it's Friday, and we conclude our discussion on intentions. So the question for today is, once you realize that a person's intentions are disingenuous, what do you do? I think the answer here is you don't allow yourself to be taken advantage of. So you have to do something about it. So I had this prospective client. I invited him to a dinner at a very high-end steakhouse. So in the end, this particular prospect decided to order an extra meal, which happened to be a lobster, to take home for his wife. And he left before the bill came, so of course I ended up picking up the tab. Now, I thought about letting it go, but I decided against it. So the next day I called him, and I just subtly let him know that he put me in a bad situation. And after we got through the uncomfortable situation, I did what any good salesperson should do, and I asked him to do business with me, because at that point he hadn't been. And I'm pretty sure he ended up doing business out of guilt, but at the end of the day, business is business. It worked out, and he went on to become a fairly decent client for me for many years. Now, as I talk to some of my associates out there, I know that he did the same thing to them, because we would talk about him, and it was almost like a standing joke when I got together with some of my competitors. But what happened here was he never took advantage of me again because I confronted him. So if you think about it, if you're in the fourth grade and there's a bully picking on you and you punch the bully in the nose, he'll probably find someone else to harass. Well, I think this holds true when you talk about dealing with people that are trying to take advantage of you. If you call them out on the behavior, if you let them know that you know, and that you're not going to, and somehow subtly that you're not going to accept it, they'll stop doing it. And this isn't always the case, but I would say, 80 to 90% of the time, it's going to work. So call people out. If people are taking advantage of you, you can't stand for that. Nobody should be taken advantage of. But in the end, I want you to just think about your own beliefs and your own inherent prejudices that we have them. We all have them. But when we talk about the character that you have, your character is all about how you act on those inherent prejudices. So the next time a stranger comes to you, or a subordinate in the office walks by, a family member who gets on your nerves, sits next to you, consider their intentions and consider your intentions in that interaction. The message, stay positive and take the high road until they give you a reason not to. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator each day, you can subscribe. You can do it on iTunes or on Stitcher. It's good to have a coach to keep you on the path towards your desired goals, and I ask you for the opportunity to be that person. Commit to joining me for a few minutes a day. It costs nothing, but it will help you get where you want to go in life. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me on Monday for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. But for today and for this weekend, I just want you to think about those people that maybe right now are taking advantage of you. Call them out. Don't accept it. Don't tolerate it. And do something about it. If you want to take a deeper dive on anything we've discussed this week, go to my website at joelbrookman.com and sign up for the weekly discussion.